We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avinash Shaikh speaking. We trust you'll stay with us. Trust the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig opens the musical part of our service, singing for us, To Be Lost in the Night.
Oh, come to the Savior, thou poor, weary soul. 'Tis Jesus invites thee to come. By the power of his blood, would he
if thou turn from the light.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of sharing this gospel message with our congregation, whoever is listening and wherever they are listening. We are praying that the precious Holy Spirit will accompany our service and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're so thankful for your love and for your giving your only begotten Son that we could be redeemed from a life of sin and know life in Christ. So bless us as we endeavor to speak for thee, and bless our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service with the selection, "The Lord Raised Me." And Paul tells us that God has quickened us from the dead to life in Christ, through Christ. So may the message of this song be a blessing to you. Today, the question of the ages. And our text of scripture is found in Job chapter 14 and verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? This is a universal question. It has been asked in every age of the world's history. If a man die, shall he live again? In every nation, whether it be pagan, Mohammedan, or Christian, or whatever, this question is asked. It concerns every human being, saint or sinner, priest or prophet, beggar or king, even the atheists who say he does not believe there is a God. It concerns him as well as all of the rest of us. Now, it is a profound question because it concerns our future, our eternal destiny. Yes, there is an eternity coming, and in fact, eternity is in existence now. Time is just a little part of eternity. So eternity is coming. for each and for every one of us. And we have a question before us that every one of us must face and must answer. If a man die, shall he live again? It is a question greater than all the questions of life and time. Other questions arise and then pass and are forgotten. This one remains. It is before us at all times, whether we think about it or not. It is a reasonable question. We have a right to ask it and also to know the answer. It does have an answer. The inherent principle of immortality prompts the question. There are those who do not believe we have a soul or a spirit. The man Job that we are quoting from today said, "There is a spirit in man. Whether you believe it or whether you do not believe it, it is there just the same." And that soul will exist eternally, either in a state of life or in a state of death. According to them, we are only physical. But, beloved, there is a spirit in man. God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. The body without the spirit is dead. And so there is a spirit in man, a soul, and it will exist either in a state of life or a state of death, I say, for eternity. And there is no end to eternity. It is eternity. We are not like the beast of the field, although some people might try to make us think so. But the animals in the forest have no soul, nor anywhere else that an animal may be. He has no soul in the sense of which I speak today. Our soul comes from God, for the Bible tells us that God is the Father of spirits. Every soul is mine, he said. All souls are mine. The soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And to die spiritually does not mean that the soul ceases to exist. It means that it is separated from the source of life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The wages of sin is death, and it is sin that separates us from God. It was sin in the garden that separated Adam and Eve from God and caused him to drive them out of the garden and away from the tree of life. So we have a soul, we have a spirit, and it's going somewhere. And as I've said before on this broadcast, we have the responsibility of making the choice. Joshua chose challenged the children of Israel to choose whom they would serve. If it seemed good unto thee to serve the gods of this world, serve them. But if it seems good unto thee to serve the true and the living God, then serve him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the Lord said, I set before you good and evil, life and death. Choose life. That's God's will. That's God's desire, that we choose life. And life is found only in Christ Jesus, having him as our Savior and our Lord. Now, he gave them the ability to reproduce themselves. When he formed Adam and Eve, and all down through the ages, they have reproduced one another, and every soul or every person that comes into this world has a soul, and they must give an account to God for the way they live. Where shall we look for the answer if a man die? Shall he live again? Where shall we look for the answer? Go to the atheist and the infidel. He has no answer. Go to the evolutionist and the materialist. He has no answer. Go to the world's greatest scientists and philosophers. They have no answer. Go to the cemetery. Go to the various graves. There is no answer to be found there in that cemetery. Go to your history books, and you will not find an answer to the question that I am holding before you today. Go to your genealogy records, trace them back as far as you can, and they will not give you an answer to this question. However, there is an answer. It is found in the Bible, the Word of God. It's a testimony. It's clear and positive. It clearly reveals the realities of eternity. We open its pages and we read of life beyond the tomb. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9 and 27. If you've ever read the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you will see and know there that the Apostle Paul taught about a resurrection and our bodies being changed. This mortal shall put on immortality. Death shall be swallowed up in victory. And we shall be like Christ, so the Apostle John tells us. We don't know what we shall be, but we know this. Whenever we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And Jesus Christ is not a physical being now. Yes, he did come in the flesh. He lived here in the flesh. He died on that cross in the flesh, and he rose again. But he has a spiritual body. And in the resurrection, if you are a child of God, you will receive a spiritual glorified body like his. And if not, you will be lost forever. So we have to make a choice. God declares, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, not the God of the dead, but the living. So we read in Matthew 22 and 32. David spoke of walking through the valley of the shadow of death, yet he declared he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23. Jesus spoke of the time coming when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and they that hear, shall all of them shall come forth. And Mary and Martha was concerned about their brother. He was dead, had been dead for 4 days rather. And Jesus spoke, Lazarus, come forth. And there he stood at the mouth of the tomb. But Jesus assured Mary and Martha that there would be a resurrection in the last day. They said that to Jesus. We know that he shall be raised in the last day. But Jesus raised Lazarus at that time. But the hour is coming when all, according to John 5, 28 and 29, the time is coming when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. To the thief on the cross, Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Apostle Paul said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, 52. Our present determines the future. I repeat, our present determines the future. All shall give an account in the day of judgment. All will be gathered before him, as Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 25. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate the good from the bad, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. So the time is coming when we shall all be judged according to the way that we have lived in this time world. And the way we have lived in this world will determine our eternal destiny. Life and time is the only probation allotted to man. Today is the day of salvation. Whenever you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Respond whenever the Spirit of God speaks to you. If you're an unsaved person today, and the Spirit of God speaks to you even through this broadcast, respond to the Lord and give your heart and life over to him, for today is the day of salvation. Don't expect to have a second chance. Don't expect to have a chance of getting right with God after you leave this time world. Whenever you leave this world, you're going to be resurrected to stand before the Lord in judgment, not to be saved from your sins. Again, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to receive Christ as your Savior. We now form a character that fixes our destiny. It cannot be changed after death. We will face our own record. Books will be open, according to Revelation 20 and 12. The book shall be open, and every man shall be judged according to the things that are written therein. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 25, that he would gather us all together. He would judge us, separate us. He would say to those on the right-hand side, "Come, you blessed of my Father." He would say to those on the left-hand side, "Depart from me." So we will hear either "come" or "depart." And again, I say that depends on the way we live in this time world. If you do not believe in life after physical death, it is because you do not believe Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The man Job, who we have used a scripture today from him as a text, he's the one that asked the question, and he gave the answer too. So, for he said, "Though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet I shall see God." So Job not only asked that question, but he answered it. And we must answer the question, and we must be judged, and we must have Christ if we're going to be with him eternally. And if not, we will be lost forever. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious congregation today. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bear witness to hearts and will deal with souls. We would be so thankful to hear that someone has turned their heart and life over to you as a result of this broadcast. So may the Holy Spirit work in it and through it and bless hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It has been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we trust that it has been a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net is our email address. And our fax number is 301 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have not only the current issue, but we have a number of years of lessons of our Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And you can call them up and read them. And we also have an archive of our broadcasts, not only just today's broadcast, but a number of years are posted there on in our archives on our webpage. And we also invite you to worship with us. Our services, Sunday school, or Sunday morning service rather, begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our morning service or our evening service begins at 6. And then on Wednesday evening, our evening service begins at 7. Remember our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we do thank you for being with us in our broadcast today. And again, we trust that it has been a blessing to you. And if so, why not let us know? The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland. Now, we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.